you're actually on the air. Nice. Nice. We're prepared over here. This is 101.9 CITR FM Vancouver. This show is The Spice of Life. I play post-rock music, and mostly I just fool around. We have some very special guests with us today. Do you guys want to introduce yourselves?
Sure. I'd love to. I'm Alex Sarah Davis. I'm with the news here at CITR, and I'm also a good friend of Ben's.
I'm Eamon. I'm a friend of Ben's from Victoria, and Ben likes to refer to me as the whitest guy he knows.
So. And what interviews to follow. Interviews with, we've got very special interviews planned. We've got interviews with the whitest guy I know, also Christopher Walken.
Oh my God, Christopher Walken's here?
Yeah, we got Christopher Walken.
My God, that's crazy.
It's pretty exciting. It's pretty, also Kermit the Frog.
What?
Yeah.
Kermit the Frog?
Not the guy that plays Kermit the Frog, just like the idea of Kermit the Frog.
No, I like that. The conceptual abstract notion of Kermit the Frog.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. We also play music. I've got some cool music to play for us. So we're going to do like, here's a song, and then here's us being weird, and then here's another song, and then us being weird. That's just kind of how I like things to go here. So what else? Well, let's just get started with a song. How about that? Let's get off on a good foot.
I think that's a good idea.
Because then...
Sounds like a plan.
Then we can ease into the weirdness. Because then it won't be like just weird.
Yeah, we don't want to shock people or anything like that.
Yeah. We'll save Christopher Walken and Kermit the Frog for a little while. Cool. So this next song that I'm going to play is by a band called Maeve. And no, the band is Cold Bones. I do that every time. That's so embarrassing. The band is Cold Bones. The song is Maeve. Anyway, it's a good song. It's post-rock. And then after that, you should stay tuned for more music and weirdness. So here we go.
Thank you.
So we just heard from Cold Bones, the band Cold Bones, not the band Maeve. The band Maeve doesn't exist. The song is Maeve.
It's a good song.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. So we were talking right now about what the weirdest thing that we can remember happening to us in sort of in like a recent-ish time was. And I would like to start off with my example because it's, okay. it's particularly weird. So I'm a biochem student at UBC, and I have an organic chemistry lab. And our TA was like asking us why we chose biochemistry and why not organic chemistry. And I explained to him that I wanted to be a biochemist because I think flying cats need to be a reality. And like, I would love to have like a, I guess, would they be like a murderer of flying cats or like a
you have to come up with some new collective noun or something.
That would be, yeah.
I mean, yeah, okay. No, that sounds like a great goal to have.
And so he's like, oh, okay. Yeah, I get that. I get genetic engineering. What I want to be a real thing that I would make with my genetic engineering powers is a singing tomato so that a tomato could sing to me while I ate it.
That'd be very unsettling.
It would be unsettling, yes.
Why?
I don't know. Like, it just seems like nothing should sing to you while you're eating it. And also, like, it wouldn't have vocal cords, would it? What would it sound
like?
Yeah,
I guess that would taste kind of weird if you had to eat the vocal cords.
It would be chewy.
They'd be vibrating too. It'd be kind of a weird sensation.
It'd be like making a salad out of the VeggieTales characters.
oh, isn't that the, aren't they like, you know, pretty devout Christian? That
yeah.
cartoon?
Yeah.
Oh man, this is just blasphemous.
That got a little weird.
pretty weird, yeah.
Shouldn't have brought up VeggieTales. Whenever you bring up VeggieTales, chances are you're doing something wrong.
Yeah, something's gone off the rails.
What else? What do you guys have that's a weird thing?
Well, last night I went to a bar and I was hanging out with some of my friends and a frat came in and I don't remember the name of the frat and I probably wouldn't share it if I did, but they were nice guys, but they were being a little loud and rowdy, you know, as frats get when they tend to drink a lot. And they started being loud and a friend of mine she's from Calgary, she decided that she wasn't going to, you know, take this sitting down. So she decided to have some kind of a contest. And every time the frat did something loud or obnoxious, we would try to do it louder and more obnoxious. And I would just want to clarify, this is like 23 big dudes in a frat and me and four of my friends. And some of them are soft-spoken. So they at one point start talking about, I think it was that they, like, we had been doing it for a while and they would go, oh, and we'd go, oh, and we'd just go back and forth. And eventually they asked us, you know, where we were from and things like that. And my friend said that she was from Calgary and they started trying to do banter. Okay. But it got really weird, really fast. And they were like, oh, Miss Calgary, like, do you want to get married or something? And they were like, what is going on?
That's just creepy.
And then it somehow got off the rails and they started saying Miss Calgary and we started saying Miss Calgary. And I mean, one thing led to another. I don't really know what happened, but eventually we were just yelling Miss Calgary as loud as we possibly could at the top of our lungs. So that was a really weird thing that happened to me.
I feel really bad for like the bar service and the people that work
there. Yeah, well, I could totally see that. But I walked up to the people who run the bar. It was Dentry's, actually.
Oh, yeah.
I walked up to the people who owned the bar, or at least were running it that night, and they said, oh, yeah, like, the frats, we deal with this. You know? And I was like, okay, well, you guys are cool, you know, for putting up with us. Not just the frats, but us, like, egging them on.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So that was a weird thing that happened to me.
That's pretty weird. Eamon, you have a particularly weird thing that you want to talk about.
Oh, yeah.
And please use as many adjectives as possible, because this is great.
So Ben and I have a mutual friend, and him and his girlfriend are very very out there about just like the whole PDA thing. Everybody has that kind of friends. But
you mean public displays of affection?
Oh yeah, for sure.
Oh, okay.
For sure. They get weird about it. Like he licks her nose. It gets really weird.
It's really I can confirm nose licking has occurred.
Oh my god. All right. Yeah.
Anyways, so we were at a sushi restaurant for our friend's birthday party, and things were pretty normal. The guy's pretty pretty picky eater, so it got pretty funny with that. Anyways, so...
He doesn't eat sushi, and it was a sushi restaurant.
Yeah.
It was weird, yeah.
Yeah. Jeez. Anyways, so it ended up getting to the point where my friend and another friend and I were at the opposite side of the table, and we were timing the intervals between when they would PDA, kiss, make out, whatever. And I think the shortest was maybe like 17 seconds. That was the shortest
17
delay.
17 seconds.
The longest might have been up there 50 seconds sort of thing. So
that's like Usain Bolt running 400 meter in the time that our two friends couldn't keep their hands off each other.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I don't know if that's a good comparison. It's Usain Bolt.
Yeah, but I just mean he's a fast guy.
Yeah, that's true.
It got to the point where he was just fully had his head in her lap, and just,
that was weird. Yeah,
yeah. So that's definitely one of the up there with the weird things that's happened to me that I could think of.
I like how you said that the longest interval was still under a minute. Like that's just so we're clear, that's not a long interval at all.
No, it was not.
Oh man.
And So I feel pretty uncomfortable from that. So while I go take a cold shower to get over that, we're going to listen to another song. This is by a band called Warpaint, and the song is Keep It Healthy.
And you're listening to The Spice of Life on CITR 101.9 FM.
I want to make out with your voice. Like, not you, but your voice. You have audible dark chocolate voice.
Oh, thank you. No, that makes me feel pretty good about my voice is self-esteem right now through the roof. Just absolutely loving itself right now.
I've never actually had anyone introduce the show like that, so that was exciting. I just forget to. I do top of the hour, like yes, this is what you're listening to, but never more than that. So, a lot of you guys may know I'm a hard-hitting journalist, and I like to ask the real questions. Alex,
the real ones.
Alex thinks he's a journalist because he does news. I ask real questions. So my question to you guys is, what is your spirit animal?
Ooh, that's quite the question. I think...
I guess I'll start. Anyways, so in, I guess, a camping trip, and I guess it must have been, like, grade 10 with some friends. My name is Eamon Flanagan, which is quite Irish, so...
That's why he's the whitest guy I know. Just a sidebar.
Anyways, so that and the golf.
Yeah, mostly the golf.
Anyways, my spirit animal got assigned to me by my friends as a potato, which is just like kind of insulting. But, you know, I ran with it and it's kind of stuck. And now I just say my spirit animal is a potato.
But you could be a sweet potato.
There you go.
You know, yeah. Hey, ladies, I may be a potato, but I'm a sweet potato.
Ooh.
Well, that would just
terrible pickup lines.
That should work at the club for sure.
Oh, yeah.
You pick up all the ladies. I'm a sweet potato. It's a decent pickup line, right?
Should I go next?
Yeah, yeah, okay. So Rohit has joined us if you want to introduce yourself as well.
Hey, I probably should be doing work, but...
What but are you? What do you do like here fun. At the station?
Oh, yeah, I'm a sponsorship coordinator, and that means I, like, try to, you know, connect CITR with some cool bands that are playing in Vancouver and festivals and make sure our name and logo is out there for everybody to hear about us and join us. But as for the spirit...
Yeah, more importantly.
more importantly. Who cares about my job? Because this is my spirit animal. It kind of got assigned to me, like, Eamon. You guys probably watched this movie. I hope so. Otherwise, your childhood is not complete. Totoro is my spirit animal. Yeah.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, because my nickname in high school, after people, we watched it in a film class, and then people just started calling me Roroto. And as a result, I'm like, yeah, I could vibe with that. Like, and Totoro, you know, in case you don't know, he's this big, fluffy creature that is like a guardian of a little girl in a Japanese anime. Now that sounds questionable.
You didn't have to mention definitely. Japanese anime.
Yeah maybe if I didn't say
it. Kind of rhetorical. But
yeah, I think I embody his traits of guardianship and just being a chill guy.
Yeah, you're a friendly dude and you're always looking out for everybody. Yeah. I can see that for sure.
Yeah.
For sure. You don't look like Totoro though. I want to reassure you, you don't look like Totoro.
Thanks.
You're not like 3 meters wide. Don't worry.
Yeah.
But you're huggable, and Totoro is huggable.
That's true. So that's... And you do have fur on your face.
I do have fur on my face. I'm not quite the Totoro level of fur, but...
No. But I am very envious of your facial hair.
I can't grow any facial hair.
Really?
Or any body hair. People ask me all the time if I shave my armpits. And I'm like, no, this is just how much hair grows. I don't have armpit hair. I have armpit hairs. Like, you could count the number if you wanted to.
Is it like Homer Simpson's head?
Like, no, there's more than that. I mean, do you want to see it right now?
No, I mean, maybe we'll do it when we play another song.
Okay. But you have a spirit animal that we have to...
Oh, yeah, no, I definitely have a spirit animal. I've had lots of different spirit animals, you know, spirit pantheon or something. But I think... Today, I'm going to go with a lesser-known animal, you know? I think I'm going to go with, you know, the naked mole rat. That's what I'm going to go with.
Okay.
Because just like the... Shut up, Rohit. I don't need your sass. All right, just like the naked mole rat, okay? I am a dignified and strong and independent creature, you know? And I don't need no man.
And you're both naked right now.
Yes. I'm not wearing any... I am wearing some clothes. I'm not wearing any clothes. Yeah. But yeah.
Nice. His spirit's not wearing any clothes.
My spirit. That's my spirit animal. Yeah. And my spirit are not wearing any clothes. Okay. So that's my spirit animal.
I'm a monkey because I'm silly and I climb things. That's really what it comes down to.
Do you like bananas?
I love bananas. And any food shaped phallically, I feel like is a good thing. I think they just taste better. That's another conversation.
Whoa, yeah. I think we better wait until the break.
That reminds me of Superbad. I'm pretty sure that was like Jonah Hill's whole thing. It's like he just drew them all the time. And then it's like, oh, now he had to stay away. They were telling the teachers and his parents were like, you got to stay away from any phallic shaped things. He couldn't even eat phallic shaped food. And he's like, don't you know what the best food is? It's the dick shaped foods. Like hot dogs, corn dogs. All the dogs.
I think part of the reason they taste so good is because of the shape. But we'll get into that a different time.
Yeah, that sounds like an after 9 p.m. sort of conversation.
The spice of life in late night.
Oh, God. Oh, you're doing the next show intro, man. That's fantastic.
Oh, yeah, we should do another one. Anyway, we should do a song. We've been talking a lot. This song is by Sound Tribe Sector 9. And the song is called Circus, and it's really, really cool. And it's one of my favorite songs. It's been one of my favorite songs for a long time. So I hope you enjoy it as much as I do. See you after the break.
Thank you.
questions.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, The Spice of Life. And we're back now at the station, and we have two very special guests that have joined us here on CITR 101.9. You will not believe this. Christopher Walken has walked into the building, along with Kermit the Frog. The crazy things that happen at this UBC campus radio station, you just won't believe. And we also have Eamon Flanagan. So he is actually the bachelor today, and he will be quizzing Christopher Walken and Kermit the Frog and seeing who's going to be his worthy date. So we're playing the dating game on The Spice of Life here on CITR 101.9.
All right, how about we get the... How about we get them to introduce themselves first?
All right. Well, I'm Christopher Walken. You might know me from such amazing productions as Catch Me If You Can and, I don't know, some other stuff that I did. I did Click, that awful movie with Adam Sandler.
Keep it together.
Why don't you go ahead, Kermit? Why don't you say some things now?
I'm Kermit the Frog, and, well, it's not easy being green, I'll tell you that much. I like long walks on the beach and, hands. I like hands a lot. Over to you, Bachelor. You're looking lovely this evening.
Oh, very
Thank
lovely.
You. If I were an ice cream cone, how would you eat me?
Kermit, do you want to take this one first?
Well, if you were an ice cream cone, I would probably enjoy you, but off screen, because I think it's important that the children know that ice cream is not a healthy food and that they should focus on the vegetable food groups and that there's, you know, broccoli. But, yeah.
Well, in order to answer your question... I don't agree with Kermit. I don't think that it's fair to rob the children of, you know, ice cream. I think that ice cream is made for me and for you, and that's what it's all about. And I would eat you, well, I would eat you very slowly. But I'm kind of an unorthodox ice cream eater. I like to start at the bottom and work my way up. It gets a little messy, but I think it gets the job done.
We're going to take a short break from the regularly scheduled programming while we pull ourselves together. Here's a song. It's by a band called Braids. The song is December.
Thank you.
Hello and welcome. We are back on The Spice of Life, where we have a very special presentation of The Bachelor. Take it away, Bachelor Eamon Flanagan.
Thank you. We have three very special contestants here. We have three Arnold Schwarzeneggers. And so Arnold Schwarzenegger number one, do you want to take it away? So the question is, where would we go on our first date?
On our first date? Well, I would take you to Austria. And in Austria, we would pump iron and lift weights and yell things. And then go to a restaurant, and on the way to the restaurant, we would take a chopper. And I would be like, get to the chopper to go to the restaurant. It will be very nice.
Very tempting. Number two?
I'm not Arnold Schwarzenegger. I'm Christopher Walken. But I can do an Arnold voice. I'm Arnold Schwarzenegger, and I would take you to a very nice restaurant, and we would go, and we would order delicious spaghetti, and we would do the thing that they do in that movie, the one, the Lady and the Tramp. Yeah, that's what we would do. That's the date.
And number three.
You see, the only thing I like to do is really get fit all the time. And for my dates, I just keep working on my pecs and I flex. And I, you know, I just want you to join me in this fitness expedition. And we can go to the Gold's Gym in California, where I'm used to be the governor, but now those days are gone. Instead, I'm fighting fires in the mountains of California. So, yeah.
All right. I'm Arnold Schwarzenegger. You're listening to The Spice of Life. Up next, we have The Great Upheaval by Coito.
Thank you.
Welcome back to the Spice of Life on CITR 101.9 FM. And we're broadcasting to you live a very, very special occurrence here on the show. We're doing The Bachelor with Eamon Flanagan.
We have another very special guest on The Bachelor here today. We have Sean Connery here with us. You want to introduce yourself, Sean Connery?
Do you expect me to talk? I'm not some puppet that you can dance. I will dance at your will. I'm a man, and I expect to be treated with respect.
Exquisite. So, for the next question, what is your favorite romantic activity?
Sean Connery is not a man of romance. He is a man of action. I will save you from the evil doctor or whoever is the villain in this movie, and then I will carry you off into the sunset.
And back with us again is Christopher Walken. So.
Hello. My favorite romantic activity is usually involving myself because I'm just that good of a guy. And I like to watch movies that have me in starring roles. So I would take you on a beautiful date and we would go watch a movie with me in it. It'd be good.
What an interesting segment. Let's hear another song. This is To See the World by a band called Say Yes.
Just wait it out now. I can't tell you
Welcome back to the Spice of Life on CITR 101.9 FM. So, this has been a kind of slow show today, guys.
It doesn't really seem like we've had that much to talk about, I think. It's kind of, you know, it's a slow Thursday, fall's coming around.
Yeah, I wish we could have gotten some more people in, just vary the voices up a little bit. You know, it's kind of just been the three of us this whole time. Yeah. Oh, Rohit came in for a little bit.
Yeah, you're right. We did have Rohit. He was our, nice. Our guest star.
Yeah, so that was, I mean, I don't know. What'd you guys do recently?
I just came over to Vancouver from Victoria for the day.
You have a wrist appointment today.
Yeah, I had to see a doctor about my wrist because been messed up.
So. What happened to your wrist?
I don't even know. I think the tendon or something's just messed up. I don't know.
It happened randomly?
I think it was like an overuse thing.
Oh. So
I had to get a cortisol injection. That was interesting.
Man, that sucks. Overuse. Yeah. Just like.
From high wrist activities?
Oh, okay. Yeah. Just really high intensity.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Well, I mean, we won't. Yeah. All right.
I don't mean to put you on the spot or anything like that. I don't want to make you uncomfortable.
No, not at all. You know? I'm sorry about that.
Yeah, it's good. It's getting there.
I really hope it heals.
Yeah.
Keep it together, Alex. Come on.
I can't keep it together. I'm just not straight.
Let's hear another song. How about that? This song is by Cale Matson, and the song is Singing Knives.
Lights are humming white in these darkened streets. So there's ice beneath the snow and a heart on your sleeve. Well, I was singing knives, knives where I belong. I was skipping at the sight, pictures, smoke drawn on. And hold me closer, love, hold me close today. If I bring you to the river and I tell you to stay. Reflection changes minds from maps in the sand. And love was always better before love began. And our faces align, eyes and cheeks. If you're the swimmer, then I'm the sea. Hide and feelings mess so sweet. Don't tell me what you know, just tell me what you need. Windows open wide and dreams blowing through. What shivers down your spine with this longing for you? And hold me closer, love, hold me close today. If I bring you to the river and I tell you to stay. Reflection changes minds from maps in the sand. And love was always better before love began. Our faces align, eyes and cheeks. If you're the swimmer, then I'm the sea. Faces align, eyes and cheeks. If I'm the swimmer, then you're the sea.
back. We're back on the Spice of Life. We're running out of time. Eamon, I was sorry to hear about your wrist. I hope it starts to feel better.
Thank you.
Just one question out of curiosity. Who did you pick on the Bachelor?
Yeah, we had a lot of people being contestants for your day. I mean, you're a sought after man.
Oh yeah.
I mean, we had Christopher Walken, we had Kermit the Frog, we had Arnold Schwarzenegger, and we had Christopher Walken as Arnold Schwarzenegger, and we had Sean Connery, and then once again Christopher Walken. So, who did you end up picking from that amazing roster of people?
It was definitely a tough choice. There was some very good contestants, but I'm going to have to say Kermit the Frog was definitely the best
contestant. Kermit won your heart. Hey?
Yeah, he was, yeah.
Oh, I'm so flattered. I wonder what Ms. Piggy will have to say.
Yeah, I don't know that she'll be very happy about that, but I mean, Eamon knew what he was getting into, I think.
We can move to a small colony in the middle of the U.S. and be polygamists together. Just you, me, and Miss Piggy.
Oh, no. Well, I mean, that might have gotten too political there, Ben. I don't know about that.
Well, that's the hard-hitting questions. I'm a journalist.
I mean, yeah. I've learned some things. I'm definitely going to take a lot of what I've learned today to the news on Friday.
Good.
Definitely.
Yeah, listen to the news. When is it on Friday?
It's 5 to 6.
5 to 6.
Every Friday. It's fantastic. Right after Nardwar. It's fantastic.
Cool. Also, this program, Spice of Life, is 2 to 3 every Thursday. We have a Facebook page. Only 30 people like it, and it's really depressing. And I just like, so if you could go on Facebook, and if Alex, if you could make a Facebook account and go onto Facebook and like
it. I'm going to go make an account just for that. I'm liking it right now. I'm going to go like it.
I can see him right now, and he's not liking it. But you should. Because I judge personal validity based on how many likes I have on Facebook. So,
I mean, I don't know if that's the healthiest measure of self-worth, but I support it.
Cool. Well, Astro Talk with Marco is up next. And until then, we're just going to have a song play us out. The song is Fleur de Lis by 1 Hour Before the Trip. And see you next week. And I'd like to thank again all the contestants on The Bachelor for coming with us, and both Alex and Eamon for being such good sports.
Yeah, and also Rohit, who came in and
talked
Rohit. For a little while.
Rohit's a good sport, too.
Yeah.
And he beatboxes, too.
Oh, crazy.
Crazy.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah. Okay, have a beautiful day, and see you next week. Bye, guys.